Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, July 22nd, 2023. We are nearly through this month of July, and then into August, and then before we know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. And anyway, I hope you're having a good weekend so far. You are listening to Wondrous Roots, your health from the ground up. My name is Rebecca Montrone. I grew up here in Keene, New Hampshire, where I am again, many moons ago. And as did my husband, Dale, and we came back to this area when my father, the late George Wrench of the Apothecary, compound pharmacist, actually renowned compound pharmacist of the Apothecary here in Keene, fell into a health problem. And we came back home, if you will, back to our wondrous roots, and here we stayed. So that was back in 2009. We are here. We have a business called Wondrous Roots, up on the third floor of the Miller Forge building in downtown Keene on Roxbury Street. And I am an holistic health care practitioner certified through the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. I also am an herbalist with a full botanical pharmacy here with over somewhere between 250 and 300 individual herbal extracts that we make, as well as many formulas, over 150 formulas that I have formulated and we mix together. So in addition, as a nutritionist and as a holistic healthcare practitioner, I work, do a great deal of work in consulting with individual clients regarding health problems from simply a tune-up to very severe and perhaps even terminal, yes, many times what are called terminal illnesses. And so we have many other nutritional supplements here that I use frequently with people and make available to you. Our number here is 603-439-2603. We are open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5. I make my appointments privately, and if your appointment needs to fall outside those particular hours, that's not a problem. You can also reach out to me on my website, wondrousroots.org. Go to contact us. That will come to my private email, anything you send me from there, and I will get back to you. We also have, in addition to wondrousroots.org, we have a full online store for convenient shopping, and that can be found at shopwondrousroots.com. I think that sort of covers my bases for today. You are listening on Blog Talk Radio, and I am, able to be reached at 563 for the purpose of calling in to this program, 563-999-3478, or you can email me at wondrousroots.rebecca@wondrousroots.org or rebecca.montrone@gmail, and I'll keep an eye on my email as well. Let's just see here. I'm trying to pull up my newsletter. If you are a subscriber to my newsletter list, which many of you are, and that's how you find out that I'm doing this program and how to listen to it, you received one just a short while ago, and this has actually the newsletter for today with a link to listen to this program as well as I would like to tell you, if you want to listen later or you want to share or you want to listen again, you can use the very same link, or you can go to wondrousroots.org, go to radio, and you there you will find the recorded podcasts and the newsletters that go with. So I'm pretty excited today to be talking about something that's new to me. It is a mineral called indium. And just like many other things that happen in my education, most of what I learned, I didn't learn in school. And I guess that's why they call what I do practice. But it is really wonderful. I meet so many wonderful people in my work. And a client came into my office for an appointment, for a follow-up appointment, a week ago last Monday, so just about 2 weeks ago. And on her phone, she had a picture of a product called indium. And it was a little dropper bottle. And underneath it said, for hormonal balance. She told me that when this woman was born and raised in South Africa. She's lived a lot of her adult life in Europe. And someone had told her about this a few years prior. And she said, when I was taking this, you just take one drop a day, I felt wonderful. And I said, well, what the heck is it? So we talked about it, and I found a place to purchase this in Europe, because we were looking for the particular brand that she had, called from the Health Factory, actually, and found a place that I could get it in Great Britain. Long story short, I couldn't wait when I got home that night to find out more about indium. What the heck is this? I've never heard of this before, much like methylene blue several months ago. You'll remember me on that little bunny trail. Still taking my methylene blue every day, twice a day, and so are many of you. But in any case, I found on Amazon, I found a book that I could instantly download and read with their app. It's my Kindle, but I just use my app right there on the computer, and it's a short book. I'm looking at a hard copy right now. It's about 88 pages long and with very large print and not hard to read, but it was really so intriguing to me. And those of you who know me, I am always looking for things that are foundational, right? The wondrous roots, things that work at fundamental levels rather than shooting at branches. So the branches of health. So whether it be your diabetes or your cardiovascular disease or your Parkinson's, things that work deep down and do profound things because of that. So two of my favorites, as you well know, glutathione. I always have to mention glutathione. Glutathione, a tripeptide made in all of our cells. Most of us don't make enough. And as we get older, we make less. Melatonin, again, something we make naturally in our bodies. But as we get older, the activity of the pineal gland slows down for various reasons, oftentimes just calcification, calcium getting into places where it shouldn't be because we don't have enough magnesium. There we go. Been talking about missing nutrients lately. And so melatonin, when we use melatonin exogenously or glutathione exogenously, in other words, putting this in from the outside, taking supplements, we are able to really enjoy and appreciate the benefits of these anti-aging substances that what makes us age that go missing. And that's when you see that decline of health, people with the aging process just getting weaker and weaker, more susceptible to illness, more likely to develop chronic illnesses, such as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, neurological, neurodegenerative diseases. And so my fascination and my enthusiasm is for these things that work deep down at a fundamental level. And that's where I see indium fitting, at least from my understanding. So I want to share this with you. It's probably something you've never heard of, or maybe you have, but this was all brand new to me. So anyway, I'm going to do a little intro here. Again, my number here, if you would like to call and ask a question or talk about anything else, 563-999-3478. I will say last week when I was doing this program at noon, something happened on the Blog Talk Radio end. I heard a funny noise, and then people were telling me I went dead. So I rebroadcast that at 1:30. If you go back to that newsletter from last week, or you go to my website, wondersroots.org, and radio, if you want to hear that, I just re-recorded the whole entire thing to get that done because I didn't want to not do it. And I'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later today, not about the problem, but about what I was talking about. Okay, so indium. Indium is a little known and often unappreciated trace mineral, but indium is known to support the body's hormonal balance and boost the immune system, which can, in turn, improve one's ability to combat various illnesses. Scientists have also proven that indium wields a positive effect on the hypothalamus, as well as the pituitary gland. These are the master hormone producers and are responsible for maintaining the production and balance of almost all of the hormones in the body. This is key. This is really, really key. And this is how we're talking about this fundamental baseline root level effect. And let me just tell you, we're talking about one drop a day, one drop on the back of the tongue once daily on a completely empty stomach. And I'll tell you why that is too. Anyway, indium supplementation has been found to help people feel rejuvenated and energized. It has also been found to be useful in mitigating the effects of attention deficit disorder, regulating blood pressure, promoting a healthier body weight, managing autism, and improving skin. And I will tell you, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But unlike most minerals, indium is not commonly found in the food we eat. It must be taken externally in the form of supplements. Indium is best taken orally in water-soluble form. Indium is absorbed by the body and also enhances the absorption of other minerals such as zinc, copper, manganese, and chromium, to name a few. That, I believe, is one of the major ways this works so well. And I'll talk more about that too. These are essential minerals known to help preserve health and prevent disease. Over time, patients who take indium supplements have reported better blood pressure levels, less stress, and significant weight loss. Research has shown that the decreased production of hormones in our bodies is largely responsible for aging. Indium counters this by stimulating hormone production to youthful levels, triggering the body's natural anti-aging defense. And this is really what it's all about. It is about anti-aging. And we begin to age people around age 30. We begin to become elderly. We begin that process. Oh, Becky, that's ridiculous. You know, people, you know, and I know what you're saying. I absolutely know what you're saying. But what happens at age 30? We start making less DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, a very important adrenal hormone. This is why in my early 30s, I began using DHEA supplementally. I'm 65 years old. I still use it every day. Interestingly enough, indium helps balance DHEA. Isn't this so intriguing? I mean, you can just tell I'm pumped about this. So I remember one time, and I've mentioned this before, I was talking with a colleague. She was a homeopathic practitioner. She is a homeopathic practitioner. I say was because I haven't spoken. We haven't been in the same realm for, you know, probably 15 years. But anyway, back then, we were talking, and this is really true. Among natural healthcare practitioners, there is that some people believe that it's really good to replace your hormones with bioidentical hormones naturally. And others feel, well, hey, you know, I mean, that's just natural that you lose your hormones. So that's natural. So that's what's supposed to happen. And my response to that has always been, there's nothing more natural than death. So this is this lack of hormones, this decline in mitochondrial energy, which again, think about my enthusiasm for methylene blue, which is all about mitochondrial energy, boosting mitochondrial energy, just like the production of the hormone, pro-hormone DHEA, waning around, beginning to wane and become less around age 30, so does mitochondrial energy. The mitochondria of our cells are the powerhouses. They take in our nutrients and they spit out energy. And that's how we keep clicking along. But at age 30, we start making less mitochondrial energy. Why? Because the mitochondria are smaller, are larger. They're less efficient and there's fewer of them. So picture a cell, right? Just picture the mitochondria, picture all of these, like a pomegranate. That's a really good analogy or visualization. Look at a pomegranate with all the seeds and just think those are your mitochondria when you're young. And then I can't think of a fruit comparison, but those pomegranate seeds, those mitochondria, there's a lot of them. They're really close together and they're super efficient. Well, over time, those mitochondria, those become fewer and fewer, larger, sloppy, less efficient. You have much less ability to make energy from the nutrients you ingest from your diet. And so what do? We use mitochondrial energy boosting nutrients such as CoQ10, such as NADH, such as lipoic acid, such as L-carnitine, such as magnesium, different things like this. And now, more recent to my understanding and knowledge, methylene blue. Glutathione is huge there as well. Glutathione prevents that oxidative stress to the mitochondria. But in any case, we start aging early. We start aging around age 30. So if we don't want to see ourselves aging quickly and having our defenses down, aging isn't just about, getting wrinkles and getting tired. It's about our immune systems not working as well. It's about becoming less able to thwart the development of cancer, for example. So things that help us harness our youthful responses when it comes to these things and to balance them are very, very valuable. And that is, it fits straight in with how I've been practicing, how I've been living my life, really, and how I put that into how I practice and work with other people. So it's really cool. The formal study of indium actually started right here at Dartmouth back in the 60s, here in New Hampshire. It says here, toxicologist Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder, MD, was the first scientist to design and carry out clinical studies and tests with the rare mineral indium at the Ivy League Dartmouth University Medical School in New Hampshire on batches of 200 mice compared to 200 controls with the help of various assistants. Dr. Schroeder's team eventually published 13 clinical studies on the effects of indium supplementation in mice. Dr. Schroeder's Dartmouth Medical School research team reported that indium improved the average mineral absorption of various minerals by certain percentages, which were quite off the map. Goes on to say, minerals are limiting factors preventing attainment of optimal metabolism and health because their absorption is typically very low. As for iron, chromium, vanadium, selenium, et cetera, Schroeder et al. Found that indium raised mice average glandular manganese 94%, zinc 79%, copper 61%, enhancing glandular performance and potential. Bonadio, who is the guy who now kind of took over his stuff and patented this product that I'm using called Indiumese, I started using on Tuesday of this week. Okay, Vanadio saw similar increased glandular absorption and functioning in humans never reported before. It sounds a little fantastical, and so I'm just going to say right here, I am not apologizing for that. If this sounds like promotion of, like, the latest snake oil, it almost sounds like that, especially when I read you some of the testimonies. It's like, oh, my goodness, you know, you hear these things, you're like, oh, wow. Wow, this is just, like, fantastic, and this must be, like, you know, can you really, really? You're like, give me a break. But again, I'm convinced now based on all this science, and isn't pseudo science, by the way. In fact, it could be deduced that levels of minerals in the major human organs are proportional to and dependent upon the rare and hard to absorb trace mineral indium set at number 49 in the middle of the periodic table of 100 elements. A unifying revolutionary discovery that Henry Schroeder may not have realized the full impact and implications of in his studies before he passed away in 1971. Nevertheless, Dr. Schroeder brought the human species to the threshold of inventor George Bonadio's discovery. He coined a feeling of easy living. Okay, so that's kind of like... how he was like, how does this make you feel? A feeling of easy living. This unmistakable progressive development, natural logic researcher Joseph Marion describes as level 2 of glandular performance based on 61 to 300% increase in glandular mineral reserves, rebuilding and enhancing glands and tissues with euthanized performance. It says here, indium tastes terrifically tart, like blackberries or vitamin C. I wasn't even thinking about having read that when I put my first drop on my tongue, back of my tongue, and it tastes exactly like, to me, like if you put ascorbic acid liquid in your mouth, it tastes exactly like vitamin C. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. It's a drop, whatever it tastes like. But anyway, along came George Alexander Hudson Bonadio, born in upstate New York on Christmas Eve in 1917. And blah, 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 blah. George survived. He was in the D-Day invasion of Normandy at Omaha Beach. Survived bullets, bombs, mines, mistakes, malaria. George became a well-respected businessman. In his health research efforts, George Bonadio learned in 1974 of Dr. Henry A. Schroeder's Dartmouth University Medical School studies with the rare mineral indium on thousands of mice, and he pored over Dr. Schroeder's findings with his analytical mathematical mind, continuing the odyssey after Dr. Schroeder's death in a wheelchair from multiple sclerosis after a renowned career in toxicology research. And what's really kind of interesting is I think if Dr. Schroeder could have gotten to the point where he was actually supplementing with indium. I don't know what difference that might have made in his health situation, but he paved the way. George Bonadio noticed patterns, and he discovered that Dr. Schroeder's final numbers showing that indium wasn't just not cancer-causing, as Schroeder had assumed. Bonadio calculated that Schroeder's numbers, as yet uninterpreted, proved that indium had given the mice studied 26% fewer cancers and 42% for fewer malignant tumors over the 500-day mice lifespan, and that the mice had lived an average of about 7% longer than the controls. Bonadio deduced that indium wasn't only not causative of cancer, as Schroeder had reasoned, but Bonadio saw in the statistic numbers that indium actually had as yet unidentified anti-carcinogenic, anti-cancer function, and anti-aging factor. So cool. So we go on here. I just want to breeze through this. I have this book available in my shop. It's short. It's 88 pages, as I said. And you can also purchase that for $5 on my website. Typically, when people walk in, I just hand them a copy. I have more on the way. But you can also grab that on my website if you're interested in that. Okay, so it goes on to talk about that. George Bonadio, glandular building. says here, over 1,000 human volunteers studied by George A.H. Bonadio and Dr. Schroeder's 1,300 lab animal studies over the past 40 years suggest that indium normalizes the pituitary hypothalamus master gland, regulating 40 endocrine gland systems, balancing dozens of hormones, human growth hormone, DHEA, and many steroids. Directly or indirectly, indium seems to restore metabolism-controlling thyroid hormones, ridding low thyroid, enhancing calorie burning to normalize body temperature, metabolism, and excess weight. Older women are prone to low thyroid ailments, low body temperature and metabolism, Wilson's disease, arthritis, gray and falling hair, and weight gain, which in patented indium has been reported to correct. Bonadio discovered that indium reduced chemical addictions in 1 to 2 weeks. Wow, I mean, that's huge in our population today. Dr. Lyons reported, and I just purchased, I think, 10 copies of a short book by Dr. Lyons, I can't think of his first name, on indium. I'm trying to gather up any information I can about this. It's really not easy to find too much on the World Wide Web, like you can many things, right? Not a lot seen. Dr. Lyons reported brain substance P containing indium is as effective as drug antidepressant Prozac. Marion notes long-term Prozac and anti-anxiety Paxil users wean off the drugs with indium ease. Indium ease is the brand, the patented product of indium extract or indium liquid. Indium may lessen drug, chemical, alcohol, caffeine, and nicotine toxicity and effects by 2/3, making drugs become processed out as toxins by the liver faster, reducing drug effects, and removing toxic drug residues from liver and fat tissues, protecting the liver, kidneys, spleen, pancreas, adrenals, etc. Marion reasons. Marion is this guy who actually wrote this book. He's a naturopath, Joseph B. Marion. And where did I just see? Oh, Marion reasoned that an indium supplemented liver functioning at 2 to 3 times normal capacity would process 1 ounce of alcohol every 20 minutes instead of over 1 hour, explaining its anti-inebriation effects. Bonadio found one had to drink about 3 times one's alcohol limit to become physically drunk. That's really interesting, right? On indium, one maintained non-drunk coordination longer, enabling safer driving. So, wow, having something to do with the rate of alcohol metabolism via the liver. So that is super, I don't know. I just think that is really interesting. How is that happening? Because we know, like, if we can use something like vitamin B1 to stop the conversion of alcohol to acetaldehyde, you can drink a lot more without getting drunk than you can without it. I don't know that it's working through that same way, but that is quite remarkable. Systemic glandular improvements in every main body system in 5 dimensions from head to toe, front to back, right to left, side to side, and over time from womb to tomb, cradle to grave have been reported with indium supplementation beginning with, and I would say, 1, synthesis of pituitary human growth hormone for restoration of hair color, mood, thinking, and endocrine stimulation. Okay, very, very interesting. This is another thing that people have reported with this, is their restoration of hair color. And I've talked about that before when it comes to the Gerovital GH3 formula, procaine hydrochloride, which has an influence on PABA, part of the B complex, PABA, para-aminobenzoic acid. And that effect in reversing the graying of hair. Number 2, pineal melatonin for better sleep and antioxidating. One of the big feedbacks here, as you will see in this book, is sleeping better. Not only sleeping better, but sleeping better at, while at the same time waking up before your alarm, you know, people have said like an hour and a half or an hour before, and feeling completely well rested. This is huge. This is something we've found people saying with Methylene Blue, finding themselves sleeping great, but not needing as much sleep. Maybe that's because you're sleeping great, right? Because you're really sleeping. So for better sleep and antioxidating, antioxidant, that's the thing. Melatonin is a huge, huge antioxidant. It's not just something that we take to go to sleep. And it's not something that's harmful to take. I have people on up to 180 milligrams daily, nightly, and anywhere between 60 and there's so many studies on melatonin. But now if you're thinking, India, this one drop a day is having an influence on your melatonin, your pineal gland, and its effect on melatonin. Very exciting. And then thyroid enhancement, number three, against low body temperature and low metabolism, weight gain, and gray hair. Now, I think about this, and I think, you know, one of the ways this might be affecting thyroid is through a better absorption of the other minerals, such as selenium and iodine. Is that part of it? I would think because it looks like indium, I mean, one of the big things it does is helps with absorption of all these other minerals. So that, but then also how about, you know, the whole hypopituitary adrenal axis, which also affects the thyroid function. But that thyroid problems are rampant today. So many people, again, I've said before, probably of all the adults I see with, for whatever reason, a good 75% have a known thyroid disorder, are on thyroid medication and have been, many of them, for a long time. It is as common as, it's just like you would think it was normal. It's not normal, but it's common. We've talked about that with iodine deficiency as well at length. Number four, enhanced thymus and spleen immune functions. So there's your immune system being enhanced. Five, improved red blood cell, heart circulation, and reduced high blood pressure. Six, provided adrenal anti-stress and energy endurance. Seven, stimulated the pancreas in anti-diabetic function. This is really, really quite remarkable. Eight, liver-raising functions, cleansing toxic chemical residues and helping recovery from hepatitis C. Nine, increased kidney cleansing functions. 10, improved libido, sexuality, and reproductive health. May help ease childbirthing, prevent birth defects, and hormone imbalances. 11, improved energy, mobility, endurance, and athletic performance in school children, ADD, youth, adults, and in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's patients. Whoa, I mean, this is like one drop a day. Oh, I mean, it's like so inexpensive. So I'm selling the half ounce of Indiamese for $34. There are 225 drops in that bottle. So that's like what, I don't know exactly how many months that comes out to, but it's over half a year. 12, reestablish learning and growth capacities in challenged attention deficit disorder and growth stunted children. It says here, indium is a very deep, spiritual, powerful, cosmic medicament discovered in the advent of the 21st century to enable essential biologic and psychological progress, countering daily stresses. By rebuilding human brain master glands of pituitary, hypothalamus, and pineal, enabling empowerment of subordinate working endocrine gland systems, subordinate working endocrine gland systems, right? They fall, they're downstream. The hypothalamus, the pituitary, and the pineal are upstream, and those are downstream. In the MCESA stage for level two of synergized glandular performance, better DNA expression capability, above the 4 to 14% human consciousness previously realized. The first effects people often report within 1 to 3 days or 1 to 3 weeks is better sleep and recuperation, better attitude, vision, hearing, and mobility. Food is being better absorbed. Mineral reserves are accumulating. Body fitness is being felt. The body, mind, spirit is on a subtle high performance that George Bonadio coined a feeling of easy living, enabling an improved sense of well-being in 1 week. Better mood, thinking, alertness, logic, and memory. Reduced anxiety, stress, depression, and rage. This systemic indium-inspired glandular rebuilding and hormone balancing is defined by Joseph Marion as level two of nutritional glandular performance, effects that can be felt and enjoyed mentally and physically. The good feeling derived dispels anxiety and depression as well-being and self-confidence improve, characterized by thinking, seeing, hearing, and moving progressively better, dependent on the better mineral reserves versus fewer ailments present. It's like really quite something. Dr. Lyons reports brain substance P that counters anxiety, stress, depression, and drug addictions contains indium. And substance P is found in the thymus gland and travels to sites of inflammation that may explain indium's reported efficacy against muscle aches, arthritis, fibromyalgia, lupus, and possibly multiple sclerosis with the Qigong machine, he says in parentheses. Very interesting. Substance P is involved in pain. And substance P is something that is affected by low-dose naltrexone therapy, LDN. We just did another Zoom with Pacifica Pharmacy this past Thursday night, talking about LDN. We talked quite a bit about methylene blue as well. But substance P being affected in the peripheral nervous system when certain opiate receptors are engaged with low-dose naltrexone. So one wonders, how exactly this is affecting substance P, but we know that modulating substance P can have a wonderful effect in many pain-related disorders. So again, muscle aches, arthritis, we're here, fibromyalgia, lupus, possibly multiple sclerosis. Bonadio reports indium supplementation reduced Alzheimer's tremors 30% and in 84% of people in 10 days, and improved Parkinson's speech and motor skills 30% over controls. Improving memory, stamina, and self-care longer, relieving institutional burdens. Yes, don't become a burden on your institution. Let's not put it that way, like, oh my goodness, we don't want to burden our institutions. We don't want to need your institutions. How's that? We want to stay out of those institutions. Indium has been reported to reduce dandruff in 6 months, improve hair growth in 3 to 6 months, gradually reduce gray hair, restoring 30 to 80% of natural hair color in 3 to 12 months, and regrow hair and bald spots in some people. Indium also is reported to normalize tears, saliva, and earwax, and restore taste and smell functions in 2 to 4 weeks. So we know a lot of people suffer from problems related to those things, such as dry eye, such as dry mouth with saliva, earwax, people with that hard earwax that is not the normal consistency. So we want earwax, right? Earwax protects us, but it needs to be soft. And taste and smell. I have no idea if it would have any effect on the taste and smell loss that we saw in conjunction with COVID. But hey, it's worth trying. Indium for the eyes against glaucoma. indium may improve visual acuity and may lessen glaucoma eyeball pressure from high 20 to 25 numbers to norm 8 over 8 in 3 months, lowering risk of permanent blindness and eye pain. Careful dietary choices, including other eye nutrients, enhances cleansing and rebuilding processes if avoiding foods blocking fine capillary vessels. Indium may give a slight to moderate improvement in visual clarity. Fine print becomes readable again. Even shooting pains in the eyes have been reported in remission on indium. We were talking about that in the LDN Zoom the other night. Somebody was talking about using LDN for shooting pains in the eye and asking, is there an LDN low-dose naltrexone eye drop? And I believe Jeff Barris, compound pharmacist at Pacifica Compounding Pharmacy out on the West Coast, replied that, yes, in a compound pharmacy with a sterilized hood could possibly do that. I don't think I can't remember if he said somebody is doing it or not, but it could be done. And somebody else mentioned, I believe this other compound pharmacist by the name of Dawn mentioned using an estrogen eye drop for that problem. Now think about this. Indium is balancing hormones. I don't know. It's just how my mind works. It makes me like, I don't know what is behind that. What might be behind that? Dr. Robert Lyons reported indium helped inflammatory ophthalmopathy related to Graves' disease, okay, which may be caused by cadmium. And what's really interesting is indium is, I'll get right to that. I read it, and now I'm just going to read it to you. And thyroid eye disease, 24% with indium absorbed by the thyroid and lymphocytes behind the eye. Indium 111 ocreotide. So I don't know if that was a drop. Element number 49 indium may displace toxic element number 48 cadmium, protecting the eyes and other delicate tissues. And of course, it's work with the liver, right? So now we're looking at some toxic metal detoxification here when it comes to indium and cadmium toxicity, which I did not have any idea was related in any way to the eye disease that comes with Graves' disease, by the way, if you're not aware, is an autoimmune form of hyperthyroidism. Okay, element 49, indium may displace toxic element 48, cadmium, protecting the eyes and other delicate tissue sites. Now, here we move on to indium for circulation and blood pressure. Indium is reported to improve fine circulation, lessen blood viscosity, that's the thickness, plaque and cholesterol and artery wall deposits. Varicose veins slowly regain normalcy and associated pains lessen. Skin texture improves. Dr. Lyons reported indium enhanced blood hemoglobin iron, extending red blood life cells from 90 to 120 days, 33%, improving oxygen capacity for anti-aging improvements in energy and immunity. And very interesting, we know that methylene blue works by increasing oxygen in the hemoglobin. Bonadio reported that indium may normalize both hypertension and hypotension. Okay, so that's high blood pressure and low blood pressure, leveling both anxiety and low energy, and may normalize high blood pressure in 2 months, a half point daily, reducing the risk of heart attack and strokes. Indium is reported to rid bleeding, itching hemorrhoids in 3 to 6 months. Okay, so hemorrhoids, right? They're just varicose veins. A lot of people don't really know that, but that's what they are. They're varicose veins in your rectum. Strengthened circulatory performance and heightened immunity are the keys to longevity. Indium for immunity. Talk about that a lot today. What am I going to do? Boost my immunity. I don't want to be, you know, I want to catch whatever the latest fearful thing floating around might be. Indium is a surface antiseptic for utensils, skin, and hands, but not to be used on open cuts, and I would not use it on your skin at all. You could do something else if you just wash your hands with soap and water. But and has been used as an underarm deodorant and mouthwash. Taken internally, Indium may enhance immunity, speed healing of cuts and burns, right? So that's a part of your immune system too. Like, do your wounds heal slowly? Do they heal quickly? It can be a sign of what's going on with your immune system. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait. Okay. May inhibit tooth bacteria, cold, sore throat in spray or gargle, chronic bronchitis and sinusitis, counters dry, rough skin and nails in 12 months, precancerous skin blotches, and may help counter autoimmune ailments such as fibromyalgia, lupus, and multiple sclerosis. And then whenever they mention multiple sclerosis in this booklet, this book by Joseph B. Marion, he always adds in parentheses, with Qigong vibrational medicine. That's so interesting because I know some of my people with Parkinson's say they, is it Tai Chi or Qigong? I can't remember which one. But anyway, that's something to look into. Iron chelator and terekellin is produced by enterobacteria pathogens to multiply, which invading bacteria steal iron from the host's iron-binding proteins, transferrin and lactoferrin, interfering with assimilation of ferric enterokallin, and derivative complexes of group 3 and transition metal ions. Indium displays Klebsiella pneumonia bacteria multiplying time in mice like scandium is also bacteria against Klebsiella pneumonia equal to the drug kanamycin sulfate. Okay, so we're saying it's antibacterial, I think is what I take away from that little blurb of foreign language. On the Chinese spiral and color charts of the elements, indium is classified in the yellow-green ray, positioned midway on the elemental table between yin and yang, indicating balance, beneficial for pancreas, digestive, and spleen immune functions, and reported to improve liver function against hep C. So cool. Indium for growth and athletic performance. Okay, here we go. Indium may normalize growth rate in growth-stunted children in 3 months, possibly by restoring normal DHEA glandular function. Even underweight persons can restore normal hormone levels and add body weight to normal DNA specifications, and excess weight gain is reported to be reduced. Yeah, it seems to be a weight balancer. Indium supplementation is reported to lessen ADD, attention deficit disorder, enabling challenged adolescents to learn new math and language skills. Regular students become sharper, more alert, inquisitive, and inspired with less truancy. You can tell when this was written, like who uses the word truancy anymore, right? Accidents and sick days. Says we're looking for researchers to investigate autism, schizophrenia, palsy, multiple sclerosis, and other challenges. Indium is known to improve athletic performance, efficiently removing muscle lactic acid waste and mineralizing the muscles. Dr. Lyons reported that indium in extended exercise performance without pain 10%, increased endurance and stamina 20%, improved running 30% further, increased bench press weightlifting by 40%, giving better energy, muscle tone, and recuperation. One indium aficionado reports he is again matching his 10,000 meter race times he was running 8 to 10 years ago. And here comes the one contraindication that you need to be aware of, especially those of you who are bodybuilding and might be using creatine supplementally. Caution, avoid taking indium with creatine, which uptake raises creatine 500% to a toxic level. Allow indium to rebuild normal glandular output of youthful days without taking hormones from outside the body. Indium was reported alleviating long-standing back muscles and leg pains from old motorcycle accident in 2 to 3 days and reduced symptoms of arthritis, fibromyalgia, and lupus. Properly used, indium may help athletes break speed and power records. A retired California racehorse was fed indium for several weeks, then re-entered and won the next 6 races while setting two new track records. The racehorse was apparently not winded or lactic acid muscle bound at the end of the 1 mile racetrack like the other tired horses, but cruising easily along at sprint speed lengths ahead. What will happen when everyone takes pleasantly revolutionary Indium that might propel us into the 21st century on a higher level of conscious awareness? There you go. That's where it sounds like the old snake oil advertisement coming in. But here, let's talk, if your interest is piqued yet, it's still with me. Indium is Indium and sexuality. Indium is reported to help libido and sex life in both genders within 2 weeks, may regulate the menses cycle in 2 months, and may lessen menopause, hot flashes, and night sweats. Indium's improved chromium uptake and insulin production may counter pregnancy diabetes and premature 14% of deliveries, reducing the side effects of eye problems, low IQ, and extreme high or low birth weights. By increasing chromium absorption, indium triggers higher insulin manufacture, which in pregnant women converts into the hormone relaxin for better fetus support and positioning, and full-term brain development with fewer birth defects. The hormone relaxin improves mother's pubic elasticity for a safe, relaxed, easier, low-trauma childbirth delivery. It's so interesting because vitamin C does that too. Indium could become mandatory prescription. Oh, I hope not. I don't like mandatory prescriptions. Can we comprehend the next generation? Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Anti-cancer properties. Indium anti-cancer properties. Dr. Henry Schroeder published statistical data from his mice studies at Dartmouth University Medical School, which Bonadio before managed graphs showing indium reduced lifetime cancers 26% and malignant tumors 42% in 200 mice compared to 200 controls, blah, 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 blah. In his human studies, Bonadio reported that indium reduced lip and lung cancer pains in 1 week, lowered prostate cancer PSA scores about 2.5 points per day from 313 to 85 in 3 months. And you'd say, oh, Becky, like who has a PSA of in the 300s? Oh, I've seen it. Somebody with really serious prostate cancer. That's who. And reduced reddened skin cancer blotches. Indium also rid wasting diarrhea in two terminal HIV/AIDS cases. Dr. Robert Lyons reported indium supplementation gave less thymus thymoma cancers, carcinogenic metastases, bone cancers, and that indium may counter Walker 256 carcinomas, MCF7 and HELA cervical cancers, rectal tumors, even with the non-sulfate form. And I won't go into that, but anyway. Neuroendocrine tumors. Carcinoid and pancreatic tumors lowered 50% with indium octreotide. Indium reduced terminal cancer pains and lowered needed pain medications, according to Dr. Lyons. It goes on about that. We're getting to the end. Indium and weight loss and muscle tone. Indium is a systemic gland rebuilder and hormone enhancer. Restoring thyroid and liver hormones often improves metabolism of calories, lessens deposits of fat, creates leaner muscle mass, and reduces toward normal trim weight or allows underweight people to achieve normal size and weight. At the same time, improved nutrient absorption lowers appetite and reduces the amount of food eaten. Dr. Schroeder recorded that mice fed indium had lower body weights, especially in females who normally put on 20% of their weight as fat, reduced to 0% added fat with indium supplementation. Patentee George Bonadio believes that indium may improve male hormones that maintain trim, muscular tone, including human growth hormone, HGH, and promotes ideal DNA-determined fitness and perfect weight. Even underweight persons can restore normal DNA-specified body weight. Indium's only known contraindication is for bodybuilders to abstain from using creatine. Okay, we said that. By raising overall body, mind, spirit, energy level, indium indirectly stimulates activity and exercise, which helps improve circulation and oxygenation, promotes calorie burning and muscle tone, detoxification, overall physical fitness, active lifestyle, positive mental attitude, and progressive outlook. Indium users seem more fit and active, able to hear, think, healthy and move better and longer. Thus, elders prone to disease-borne, stultifying, sedentary, and bedridden conditions of conventional, chemicalized, institutional, drug and surgery disease management may delay such degrading and debilitating hospitalizations longer, later, ideally allowing some people to avoid institutionalization altogether. NGM allows ascent to level 2 of human glandular performance and anti-aging capacity, endowing the feeling of easy living described by patentee Bonadio, a quantum leap forward. Type 2 diabetes. Nutritionists know chromium enhances pancreatic hormone insulin, the glucose tolerance factor that regulates muscle-building protein, and carbohydrate energy and storage as fat, removing blood sugar and artery fat. Therefore, it is logical that Bonadio emphasizes Dr. Schroeder's Dartmouth clinical studies on mice that reported indium-raised chromium an average of 333% in several endocrine glands, better precursing the glucose tolerance factor insulin, which lowers high blood sugar, hyperglycemia, and lessens insulin-dependent shocks in type 2 adult onset diabetes by 80 to 100% in 1 to 3 weeks, requiring close blood sugar monitoring, adjusting by insulin prescribing physician. Yeah, so that's a good thing too. If you are type 2 diabetic on insulin, we're not talking about type 1 diabetics on insulin who have to be on insulin, type 2 diabetics who have gotten to the point where they're on insulin, and you decide to use indium, you need to be in touch with your the person who manages your insulin, because you could go, you not need it, right? Not need as much. And then that could be dangerous if you get too much. Anyway, we are coming up to the end of the program. We've got about 3 minutes left. I do want to tell you that I do have the booklet that you can see on my newsletter if you are interested in. This is what I've been reading from, and I got all the way to page 41, so I read you like about half of it. But if you want to learn more, you can get that or just pick up a copy here at Wonder Suits during our store open hours, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5. You can also pick up Indymese, the silver bullet, a half ounce bottle, which will last 225 doses. They do say that you can use like a Bonadio, the Indymese. They say 1 drop per 50 pounds body weight. However, I tend to go, and a lot of other recommendations have been for 1 drop daily. And I would stick with that because especially a person like me, I'm already getting my trace minerals. I'm getting all of these other nutrients. And so I don't need to, you know, really extensively multiply them. I want to do the more gentle, the 1 drop a day, which is also just recommended by many who recommend this. And stick with that. That's what I would generally recommend to others as well. Last week, I talked about some of the benefits of vitamin A and surprising health problems that can be related to not getting enough and from animal sources. I mentioned the work of the late Weston A. Price regarding traditional foods and in particular cod liver oil combined with butter oil concentrate. 90 seconds. We are now carrying the following green pasture products, I'm happy to say. I got in touch with that company this past week. And I am stocking right now the blends. I like the blends of the cod liver oil with the butter oil. Why is that? The butter oil is like your K2 that goes with the vitamin D3. Weston A. Price didn't know what that was at the time and called it Activator X. But I always want to make sure people are getting K2 when they're getting vitamin D3. So I'm stocking the blend and then the capsules. One is cinnamon, one is chocolate flavored, one is unflavored for the gel you just actually eat, and then the capsules. So in any case, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day and weekend. Enjoyed speaking with you, and I look forward to talking with you again next Saturday. Take care.